market, which means that, you know, she's given up something. So if there's a long engagement and the and engagement ends because the guy is cheating on her, principles of equity and fundamental fairness, should he be able to get the ring back? I think a good argument could be made, no. But the Michigan Supreme Court at the time, dominated by men when they made that decision, said otherwise. But it's sort of like after the parties do their property exchange and they got to get the waterbed back. You got an unhappy person that's got to return the waterbed. There just might be a little hole in that waterbed and they got to get it back. You have to force somebody to get something back and get pretty unhappy about it. So maybe that engagement ring just comes up missing.
Or
a hole.
She goes.
I lost it. I'm sorry. I put it aside and it's down in the basement somewhere. Okay? So, sometimes reality trumps the law.
Well, then can you sue the person if they don't return the ring back?
Yeah, but how foolish do you look? Your Honor, I want the cash equivalent. If she can't produce that ring, I want the cash equivalent returned to me in the money judgment.
What if
you anybody going to file a suit like that?
What if you, like, you know, spent your life savings on it and spent like, you know, $40,000. What if you spent like $40,000 on it?
Get married.
Incredible amount of money, and she cheated or something like that.
Once the marriage occurs, then the condition has been fulfilled, and then the guy does not get the engagement ring back, or the worst case. Put some elements on the board.